Amen.
Sometimes she'd bake it just whole cake in a big pan, enough for the whole family.
Now, what was that kind of?
That just was a big pan, and she'd make that dough, roll that dough up, and just put the dough in the pan, and not cut it out into biscuits.
But it was the same. It was just
that's
like a biscuit.
That's right.
I see.
That's right.
Now, did she ever make anything? Anything that kind of bread that would rise?
Yeah. They call that yeast bread. I think it's the name, what we called it back in those days.
Now, is that the same thing as light bread?
Well, it's something similar to it, but it didn't taste exactly. They had to let their dough sour, and it had a sour taste. Light bread hasn't got that sour taste.
Okay. The yeast bread has a sour
taste. It had a sour taste.
Did she make anything else with wheat flour?
Oh yeah, they used their wheat flour to make their starch, that is, for their clothes, and they go on. They put a little in flour.
I didn't know that. That
yeah,
it starts with.
That's right.
I didn't. I'm sure she made things also with cornmeal, didn't she?
Oh,
kind
yeah,
of breads.
That's right. Same way.
Do you remember her making any? Did when you were a little boy? Did they have a baker?
Oh yes.
All right. What did she? If she took a couple of pieces of the cornmeal and just kind of had like two things in that in the baker. You know, they might have been about this big, and she'd just make, maybe there'd be two of them in the baker. She'd make it once.
Two pones?
Yeah. Now they call them pones, but did she ever call them ever call those corn dodgers?
Yeah, I've heard it spoke of. Yeah, corn dodgers.
Was that used much in the valley?
No, the other was used more.
Pone, just
that's
a,
right. Pone of bread.
A pone of bread.
That's right.
and did she ever make anything with the cornmeal and put it in a skillet? And just cover the bottom of the skillet with that kind of batter, and then cook it, fry it.
But I can't think of the name of it. What they called it now.
Well, was that what a whole cake would be?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Now that would be the whole cake. What about the things you put butter and syrup on?
Pancake. We call them pancakes.
All right. Did you ever call them anything else?
Flitters.
All right. Now, that was the same thing as a pancake.
That's right.
A flitter and a pancake. It's just the same thing. Did she ever make a big pone of cornbread and maybe wrap it up in a damp cloth and put it down in the ashes of the fire?
No, I don't believe I can't recall that.
They sometimes call that ash bread, and I might not be describing it right. If it's something, if it's something else, you might.
They made so much stuff back in now. You take they made hominy.
Mm-hmm.
Now the way they do that now, they use these ashes that I spoke of the other day, and that line that. So long, and they take a husk off of it, and they wash that then and wash it. And now, you know, it's sprout. I don't know whether you ever eat any or not.
Yeah, oh, sure. Hominy? Yeah, I didn't know.
It's good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And they make, now when they grind it up now, that's the way they sell it most of the time.
Yeah.
They call them grits.
Yeah. But now, they didn't back then. They just left that corn whole. It'd just cook and be just as nice as salt.
Did your mother or your wife ever fry little pieces of corn? Cornbread that were, and maybe have some onions or something in there, and maybe have it with fish.
Mm-hmm. But I can't give you a name for it.